Perek Chof Aleph in Masech to Shabbos, Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmas, Sorerel Kibas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Acharin Shal Pesach, and this Mishnayis is learned B'tech Shnasa Avelus Lilu Nishmoso, Tehen Nishmoso, Tzrur B'tzer Rechaim. Mishnah Aleph in Perek Chof Aleph. Noitel Odom Ez Benoiva Evin B'yodi. A person is permitted to carry a child on his hands and Shabbos, although the child is holding a rock in his hand, or a basket which is broken, and in it there is a hole, and on that hole there is a rock over there. And on top of the rock, they place such fruit that if you would pour them out of the basket, that you throw, pour them out of the basket on the ground, they will become ruined, and you won't be able to eat them, and there's no other place where to pour the basket, the fruit. So then you're permitted to carry the basket with the rock with the fruit. If in a basket there was lying truma, which became tamei, and on the top there is truma, which is tohir, or chulin, and you cannot pour out the fruits on the ground because they will become spoiled. So then you're permitted to carry in Shabbos the truma which is tamei together with the truma which is toyer or with the chulin. Rav Yehuda says, if a measure of a saw of truma got mixed in 100 saw of chulin, so on Shabbos you're allowed to take out one saw in order that the 100 saw of chulin should become permissible. Says the Bar Tanura, Noitel Odom Ez Benoi. A person can take his son, we're talking about the Chotzer, this is in the courtyard, otherwise he can't carry him. But Vaevin Beyodi, while he has a stone in his hands. Veloy Amrina the Metatal Levin, we don't say that he's also carrying the stone. We can also put Kalkola, a sal, that's a basket, Vaevin Besoicha, and there's a stone in it. Vuhu Shiyu Pedis Besal, they're conditional that there has to be fruit in the basket. Shivim ain by pedes, for if there is no fruit, nasa bosses ladovra asur, so the basket becomes a base for something which is prohibited. Vasur l'talpli, you're not allowed to carry the basket. V'tzorich nami, in addition, we also need sheyiv b'toychoy, that there should be inside the basket pedes such fruit shemashlichem ba'aretz, if you throw them on the ground, yimosu, they become disgusting. Going like, for example, tussing berries, vanovim, and grapes, or kiyitz, and similar to them. Alim hoyiboy pedes, but if there was in their fruits, going like egoizim, mushkeidim, like nuts and almonds, menayres a pedes, then he has to shake out the fruits, bein neflim, and they fall out. Well, pedes are nemosim nami, and even with pedes that would become disgusted if they fall out, you're going tutti vanovim, like the berries or the grapes. Im efshel asalkal etzidal kalkola, if he has the ability to move them to the side of the basket, the grapes and the berries. And just to shake out the stone alone, to throw it away, also the talpli ma'evin, it's prohibited to move it together with the stone. Our Mishnah is talking about, there was a hole, with something missing, either the sides of the basket, or the bottom, ma'evin doifen lo, and the stone becomes a wall for the basket. She actually established bekalkola below heaven, so that you can't use the basket without the stone. The Mishnah says that you can move the truma tameyim atayri machulin, that you can move the tamedik truma with the tayri machulin. Agav atayri v'agav achulin, by way of the tayri, by way of the chulin, you can also move the truma tameyim. But just to move Tomei Diketruma La Bastiltli, that's not something that it can be carried because there's no use for it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda said that you can also elevate the mixture by 101. Explains the Bar Tanura. So Shel Truma, if you have a saw of Truma Shenof La B'meya saw and Shel Chulin that fell in and mixed in 200 saw of Chulin Mut Lahalis L'saw Shel Truma and b'Shabbos, you are permitted to elevate the soft truma that in this 101 mixture over here b'Shabbos v'yukulim chulin, all of it will be weekly mutar lazarim, permitted for non-kohanim to eat. V'loy amrin mesakin hu, we don't say that he's fixing the truma shenafla b'chulin, because truma that falls into chulin chashvin lo, we consider it kilu manachas levado, as if it's laying by law by itself. Hey, no, whatever, it's not mixed in. And when we elevate it by 101, hatruma atzma shenafla oila, so then the truma itself that fell in goes up. Hilkoch lav misakinu. So you're not fixing the other, but you are just elevating that you can eat the truma now, and that was not called misakin. Bein alocha ki Rabbi Yehuda, alocha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but you cannot do it on Shabbos. I think what happens here is that the truma becomes bottle in 100, but still you have to take away one saw, because you can't eat the saw, because when you take away the saw, we say that's the truma saw. So that's what the Bar Tanura says, that we look at it as if there's one saw, and when you take away that one saw, we're looking that the truma atzma is being taken away. That's not called the misakin, and the halacha he says is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah base. Ha'aven shal pi achovis, if there is a stone laying on the top of a barrel of wine, he should not remove the stone with the hands, but matal tzidavi nefelas, he tilts the barrel on the side, and the stone will fall down. If the barrel was in between other barrels, and if he's going to tilt the barrel, so the stone will fall on the other barrels and they'll break. And then he raises the barrel and he take it out from amongst the other barrels, and then he bends it over so the stone will fall down. Moish al hakar, if there is money on a pillow, noyeres hakar beneflis, so he shakes off the pillow and the money falls down. Hoys all of lash lishes, if on the pillow there was dirt, schmutz, or tzaya, mekancha bismartut, he can wipe it down with a rag. Hoysa shel oir, if it was a leather pillow, noisna la mayim achetichla, you can put water on it until the tzaya will go down. Says the Bar Tanura, mata al tzida, if you have the stone on the barrel, so you tilt it on its side. Mata chovis al tzida, you tilt the barrel on the side. If you need to take some of the wine, but the stone falls down when you tilt the barrel. But you should not move it, take it with your hands. If it was amongst the barrel, and he's afraid that the stone shouldn't fall on the other barrels and break them, so he raises the entire barrel. And he removes it from amongst the other barrels. Vishom, and over there, when he takes it up, Mata Oisal Tzido, he tilts it on its side. What happens if there is money on top of the pillow? Noyeres Akar V'Niflis. He shakes off the pillow and they fall down. Kshut Tzorich L'Kar, when he needs the pillow, Ve'ein Tzorich L'Moki Makar, but he doesn't need the place of the pillow. Avalim Tzorich L'Mekoimoi, that's when he shakes it off. If he needs the place where the money is lying, magbiya karem amos sholov, then he can pick up the pillow together with the money that's on it. V'le'amoron, this is not said elok sheshok chamois al karem of Shabbos, only if he forgot the money on the pillow from before Shabbos. Avol nicham shom b'miskaven, but if he places it there intentionally, naaseh hakar bosus l'davar ha'osur, so the pillow becomes a basis to the subservient to the matter that is asur v'asul taltaloi, then you're not allowed to move it. V'le denayda mosh olav, not to shake off the money from it, because it becomes an extension of the money and it's asur. If there was a leshleshes, that's a dover shel tinuf, that was a thing of dirt, kigain reik spit or the e aitzoya or excrement or tzoya, so mekancha bismartut, you can wipe it down with a rag, not to place water on it, stam kar, because a general, when we talk about a garment, So beged, who is a material? Beged should be also be mayim zekibusay. And a garment, if you soak it in water, that is washing it. You can't do that. Hoysa shall hoysa al kar shall oyd. If the was the thing came, the dirt, the came on the pillow that made of leather, the lav bar kibusu. That is not something that is washable, and we don't have a problem with water. Then he can put water until he finishes, and then the lishlishes goes away. But actually, to wash it, he doesn't allow to. But to actually wash it, no. Since most pillows and blankets are soft, you can apply to them the washing by soft leather. But just soaking them is not the washing them. So you are permitted to put water on them, but not to. You can soak them in water, as we can put water, but not to actually wash them, because that would be their kibus. Mishnah Gimel. Bishamah Yemir Bishamah say, Magbiyim min ha-shulchan ha-tzomis u-klipim. That you can take off the table on Shabbos the bones and peels such that an animal can eat. Bishilah Yemir Bishilah say, you're not allowed to move bones and the peels. But only noitles ha-tablo kulam naru, you take the entire board of the table and you bend it over and you shake off until the bones and the peels fall down. You can take away from the table pieces of food even if there is less than the size of an olive. The seor shel afunim, and the peels, the hair of the afunim from the beans. The seor shel adashim, and the peels of the other kinds of beans. You're also allowed to take away from the table. Because it's feed for an animal. A sponge which is soaked up with water. If it has a piece of leather as a handle, then you can grab it by the piece of leather and with the sponge you can wipe down the table or another thing. And if not, if there is no piece of leather by the sponge, ain mekanchaboy, then you cannot wipe up with the sponge. Because when you hold the sponge in your hand, you're squeezing inevitably the water from the sponge, and you're not allowed to squeeze out the water on Shabbos. Benkach or benkach, neitel b'Shabbos, whether there is a piece of leather as a handle by the sponge or whether there isn't. So then we say, so if there is no water on this sponge, then it's okay. You don't need a handle over there, because even if you hold it, you're not going to squeeze anything out. Ve'ena mekabel tuma, and it does not receive tuma. If it touches something tuma, it does not become tuma. Bar tenura. B'shamay emrim. B'shamay say that magbim al hashulchan atzomei suklipin. That you can pick up from the table the bones and the peels. B'shas ka'omar, in the Gemara it says, she'ein onu semichim al mishnah seinu k'moy she'ishnuya. That we don't rely on the Mishnah as it's written, ela mukhlefes hashita, but the views have to be switched around. She'bila be'silil ha'imrim, be'silil say, magbi imal ha'shulchan atzomei su'klipim. That they say that you can pick up from the table the bones and the shells, and the peels. B'shamay emrim, b'shamay say, b'salakas ha'tavla, that you have to remove the board sheyesh alof alateris keli, that it has we look at it as a vessel. Avalo yitaltel ha'atzomeis v'aklipim b'yedayim. You shouldn't carry the bones and the shells with the hands. That's the opinion of Bisham. The Beisilel kirab Shimon, ubeis Hillel ubeishamim kirab Yehuda. That means that Beisilel holds like Rav Shimon, that doesn't hold from Mukta, and that's why, according to him, you're allowed to pick up the atzomes and the klipin. Mashenkin Neshama holds like Rav Yehuda, is like Mukta. Umiru, however, even though we say that he holds like Rav Shimon, but less than Mukta, the Shoru Beisilel, El Batzomes uklipin, only by bones and peels, the Chozel and Michael Behema that are fit for consumption of an animal.
even though they're not fit for human consumption. But if they're not fit even for consumption of an animal, Basila will agree that Asurim Latalpul, that it's prohibited to move, the Bekai Gabna feel Rav Shimon Moide, because in that case, even Rav Shimon is Moide, that there is Mukta that you're not allowed to carry it.
Mavirin Malashulchan Pirurin Pochus Mikizais, you can move even less than the size of an Alam, but feel Pochus Mikizais, even less than an Alam, the time you get in Farish Besamuch. The reason is, as explained following this, because they're fit for the consumption of an animal. The sar shel afunim, the sar shel afunim, that's sharvitin, the whole, the shakitnis godlbem, in which the beans grow in them. Then we talk about a svoig of sponge, if it has a leather holder. Oyer beis achiza. Beis achiza shaloyer, meaning the holder is of leather, sheyachzenaboy, that you can hold it in it. Then you can wipe with it. But if not, in the kamchen, but if it doesn't have a leather handle, you cannot wipe with it. Because when you hold it, nischat ben ezbeisav, it squeezes between his fingers, v'habim psikresha, and that's considered psikresha v'lo yamus. The Meidim Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon agrees that even though it's dovashem and eskav and it's mutter, but if it's psikresha, it's impossible. Otherwise, it would be osur. Ben kach u ben kach, whether it has, what do you mean? Either way, whether it ben yesh lo beis achiza, whether it has a handle, ben ein lo beis achiza, it doesn't have a handle. Neitel b'shabbes kshu noguf. When it's dry, you could take it in Shabbos because there's no schita there. Ein makabel tuma, but it doesn't, and it doesn't receive tuma. Ein lo kli eitz le begid le sag le matachas. It's neither a vessel of wood. It's not a garment. It's not a sack. And it's also not a piece of metal, and therefore it is not Megabal Tuma. This completes Perik Chof Aleph in Masechta Shabbos.